What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled AMS Destroyed His Brand. Now, as you guys may or may not notice, I just came out of the hair salon. I did my Japanese hair straightening. I actually have not done it in over a year since I left California. So I found somebody here in USA, but in Palm Beach, who does a Japanese hair system. And turns out the stuff I was getting back in California was known as a magic slick, which wasn't all that good. It was cheap, but it wasn't as good as the stuff the guy here is using, which is authentic Japanese hair straightening system. So as you guys can see, my hair is a lot healthier, shiner. Just have to shave the beard, you know, that way I get to look a lot younger. You know, going back to the gym, going on TRT after we're done with Ramadan. So, you know, get that summer body going for us. Anyways, back to the video. AMS just destroyed his brand. Now, AMS, he did a video a couple of days ago titled All Women Are Trash, and just the other day, yesterday I think, he released another video titled Never Live With A Woman. Now, if you are a MGTOW, you'll be saying, yeah, Amar, we've known that for, oh, I don't know, 10 years, so what's up? So, what you guys need to understand, what made AMS so popular back in 2017-2018, his breakout video was MGTOW Ain't Shit. You know, he called us MGTOW men a bunch of losers, incels, failures, and he said to his subscribers, if you follow me, you know, you buy my books, you sub to my Patreon, you call me up for $1,000 an hour, you're going to become an alpha male, you're gonna have that alpha cock, and you'll make any woman on the face of the planet submit. Now, you guys are probably thinking to yourself, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. You know, after like 4 or 5 years, he finally came to the wise conclusion that MGTOW is the truth, MGTOW is the way. No, he didn't. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. You see, the people out there who were following Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, you know, they went out, you know, they got out of their mother's basement, you know, they quit their job at Popeyes and they got their own place, you know, they probably got a high-paying job, you know, they became hustlers. And after, you know, 4 or 5 years of following yo-yo-yo, homie, yo, they're like, hey, man, I'm actually worse off today than I was when I first started following, you know, Mr. Alpha Male Strategies. What happened? I'm going to tell you. Phone is ringing. When the phone rings, guys, it doesn't record audio. So I'm waiting for the phone call to go away. Again, guys, when the phone is ringing, it just doesn't record audio. So give it like a minute or so, and it's gonna stop, and the phone is gonna stop. Oh, there we go. For those of you guys that didn't hear, when I get a phone call, I think the phone stops recording. The phone call is gone. So anyway, going back to what I was saying about yo-yo-yo, homie, yo. You know, the people who've been following yo-yo-yo, homie, yo, you know, they left their mama's basement. They stopped working at Popeyes and they got they started hustling. Maybe they started selling drugs, some shit like that. Or maybe they worked like 70, 80 hours a week at a job they hate. And all of a sudden they're like, yo, man, we have nothing to show for this, you know, 4 or 5 years later. In fact, you know, when I was living with my mama working at Popeyes, you know, at least, you know, most of the time I can play video games in the basement. And when I was working at Popeyes, I was able to get free food from Popeyes at the end of the day. Now that I got my own place, you know, I have to get the Rolex, I have to get the G-G-G-G-G wagon, I'm now working 70, 80 hours a day or a week at a job I hate, and what do I have to show for it at the end, you know? Women are still toxic. Women still are not choosing me. You know, woman, and the woman that I go out with, the wretched assholes, you know, this alpha male strategy thing just ain't working, bro. Well, you guys, what you guys out there have to understand is that you were the mark. From day number one, you were the sucker, okay? You guys need to understand, man. PUAs and gold diggers, they're the same. This is why all these PUAs out there, they all tell you the same thing. They all tell you, go out, make that money. Same thing with the gold diggers, you know. Gold diggers, they tell you, oh, we want a man who has goals in life, you know. In fact, there was one gold digger wearing a t-shirt that said, gold digger. I'm a gold digger. I want a man who has goals. You know, the only reason PUAs and gold diggers, these feminist bitches, the only reason they want you out there working your ass off is so you can pay them, you can buy a Louis Vuitton handbag for a Sharmuta. You can pay $1,000 to some rando on the internet who's gonna tell you to walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. But you guys need to understand this whole PUA thing. This is a pyramid scheme, okay? That's what... Do you guys know what a pyramid scheme is? You know, the official name for a pyramid scheme is called MLM. Multi-level marketing. Basically, how a pyramid scheme or MLM works is simple. Hey, guys, I have this super-duper fancy-schmancy great product. You guys want to sell it? And you'd be like, yeah, man! So I end up selling you this product by the truckload, and then you have to go out into the real world and you have to sell this product to other people. So these PUAs out there who tell you, hey man, I have this super duper good Patreon, I got this super duper, you know, amazing book, you know, call me up for $1,000 an hour and, you know, you can have my secrets to be a slayer. Guys, let me tell you something, okay? As you guys know, I'm a fucking Jew. Nobody in their right mind will ever tell you their secret, because now you are in on it too. Not only are you in on it, but now you're taken away from my success. Guys, let me tell you something. As you may or may not know, here in small town USA, I go fishing every day in small town USA. I don't catch anything, but I'd like to catch, you know, snook, trout, redfish, but I don't catch any of them. Imagine if I, Amr Mitwali, found a snapper hole, right? Let's say I find a place where I can throw the bait out and I get fish, you know? Do you think I'm gonna be like, hey everybody, I found the snapper hole. I found the best place you guys can fish. Hell no, motherfucker. I ain't gonna tell you where I get all my fucking fish from. If anything, I'm gonna be like, oh man, this area sucks, bro. You know? So when you get these PUAs out there who tell you, yo man, I slept with 500 bitches, bro. Boom, shaka laka 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 laka. Guys, were you there to see these people sleeping with 500 women? No, you were not. You know, have you guys seen that commercial? I think it was an insurance commercial or something like that. And they're like, oh, you believe everything you hear on the internet? Guys, stop believing everything you hear on the internet, especially from some rando that you don't know. Guys, when you hear these PUAs out there telling you, man, my business is exploding, you know, I'm making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, my business is gonna soon make $100,000, guess what, motherfucker? You are the mark. They're making money off of you. Think about it, guys. Use your motherfucking brain, okay? Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. He went from living in a New York City basement, working as a bouncer, making $100 a night, to all of a sudden driving around in a G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- wearing a Rolex, a multi-million dollar in the bank account, living in a luxury condo in the most affluent area in Atlanta. How do you think he did that, motherfuckers? Do you think he did that through, software development? You guys take me, Amar Metwali, for example. I'm actually losing money on MGTOW.TV. I own and run MGTOW TV, and yet here I am struggling to pay the bill. You know, the first 2 years of MGTOW, we were losing, you know, almost $1,000 a month for the first two and a half years of MGTOW. You know, the past almost year, it was, we started to kind of break even, but in a couple of weeks, you know, I have to buy a big server because the server we have right now, it has, 15, 16 terabytes of video on it. So eventually I'm going to have to buy a bigger server. So as far as we know, in a couple of weeks, I might start, losing money again, big times, on MGTOW TV. So, on MGTOW TV, guys, I sell you a product / service. You know, if you want to watch videos without banner, if you want to surf MGTOW TV without banner ads, you pay $1. You know, if you want to upload your entire YouTube content on MGTOW TV, unlimited uploads, get that verified check mark, get your videos featured, I offer that for $10 a month. You know, if you guys like it, cool. If you don't, hey, no problem. That's also still cool. So as a software, I'm an SaaS, software as a service. That's what I am. I'm offering you a service as a software provider. If you like it and you want to pay for it, cool. If you don't, hey, that's also cool. Hence the reason, I'm not like a fucking multi-millionaire. Again, I'm pretty much losing money and will be losing money on MGTOW TV shortly. So how can some guy who worked as a freaking bouncer drive around in a G-Wagon, live in an affluent multi-million dollar luxury condo in fucking Atlanta? He's making his money off of you guys. You guys out there, when yo, homie, you and other PUAs, they say, oh man, my business is booming, man. I'm a multimillionaire, man. And you guys are like, yeah, that's because you're a hard worker. You focus on your purpose. Motherfuckers, you are the mark, okay? When you go to their Patreon, when you buy their books, when you sign up for their fucking courses, when you call them up on the telephone for $1,000 an hour, that's how they're making their money. They're not offering you a product or a service. They are relying on the fact that you are an incel in denial. See, this is why PUAs hate MGTOW. They hate us because there's no money in MGTOW. MGTOW stands for men going their own way. We're not gonna go out, work for the man, working 70, 80 hours a week in a job we hate simply so we can spend that money on some hoe or some rando on the internet who's gonna tell us for $1,000 an hour, walk around town, grabbing our junk, saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. So there is no money in MGTOW. This is why all these PUAs out there, they have to tell you, oh, MGTOW are incels, they're poor, they're broke, they're a bunch of ancient niggers, because they know there's no money if you go your own way from all these evil bitches and the evil gynocentric system we are in. You see, there's a reason why YouTube promotes PUAs, because you guys out there who are following these PUAs out there, you guys have to ask yourself, how did these guys make their money, right? You look at Andrew Tate, right? I like Andrew Tate. You know, in fact, you know, I spoke to Andrew Tate's team. Andrew Tate is on MGTOW TV, man. But you gotta ask yourself, how did these guys make their money? They made their money by having cam girls, you know, take advantage of a bunch of incels in denial. And you know how cam girls operate, you know. Hey, baby, you want to see my pussy? Pay me $500. You want me to, jiggle my titties? You know, pay me $100, you know. These people, you know, whether it's Andrew Tate, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, or any other PUA, they took advantage of your biological need to stick your dick in a woman. Look, guys. Look. I, Amar Metwali, can easily turn MGTOW TV into Thought TV, okay? I now have a new platform called Manopay. Manopay.net is pretty much our version of OnlyFans, except I take 5% rather than 20%. Guys, if I was to tell these dirty hoes out there, hey gals, I'm gonna charge you 5% commission rather than 20%, guess what? All these hoes are gonna come over to my platform. But I don't do that. You know, you wanna know why? It's haram. Pimping out woman is haram. This is why I'm not a multimillionaire, even though I have the technology. I have everything to be a millionaire literally overnight, but I choose not to because it's haram. These PUAs, on the other hand, because they have no morals, they have no values, they have no problem getting on the internet and lying to you, telling you, yeah, bro, I fucked 500 bitches, bro. And if you buy my book, you buy my Patreon, you call me up on the phone, you too can be fucking bitches too. So what's happening nowadays is that these people who have been following this PUAs, you know, look, this is what you guys have to understand, okay? If you are part of a pyramid scheme where some guy is like, yo, man, I'm just gonna sell you this product. Your job is to go out there to sell it to other people. And if you're not selling it to other people, that means you are the problem. Eventually, even the most gullible, naive people who are at the bottom of the pyramid scam, eventually they're gonna catch on that, hey, wait a minute, maybe, just maybe, this product sucks and I am a fucking idiot for falling for it. Okay, a lot, you guys wouldn't believe the number of guys who come into my DMs and they're like, yo, Amar, you know, these PUAs out there, especially yo homie, yo, I'm Alpha, I was following their tactics and I realized, man, it was total bull fucking shit. You know, the only woman I'm getting hooked up with are like wretched assholes and gold diggers, you know. I'm not ashamed to say it, guys. I was actually a fan of yo homie yo, and guess what? I ended up getting paired up with a fucking gold digging whore back in Egypt, man. Things could have, just to show you how bad things were with the fucking hoe, I actually had to book a ticket to America without telling her. That's how bad things were. So imagine, you know, all these guys out there here in America who might end up with a woman like the ex of a hoe jabby I was ended up with. Guys, you know, I was fortunate enough to hop on a plane, come back to America, and serve her divorce papers from the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C. But imagine if one of you guys here in America, you know, gets one of those women knocked up, or you're dumb enough to marry her, you're gonna be gone forever, man. So, you know, I Amar Metwali, thank God I got off pretty much unscathed, okay? Because I found out rather quickly and the hard way that yo homie yo and his tactics are bull fucking shit, you know? It's like going fishing and all you catch is catfish, man. You know, I catch catfish all the time, okay? And let me tell you something, guys. You don't want to catch fucking catfish, okay? You know, this is how these PUAs are. The tactics they give you only works on fucking bottom feeder, gold digging, low quality woman. I know that out of personal opinion, you know. A lot of you guys out there, you're gonna find out the hard way after spending thousands of dollars to have some rando on the internet tell you shower and shave, bro. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm fucking 41 years old, okay? I've seen it all. You know, all these women out there, guys, all these fucking women out there, they're getting worse by the day. All these women out there, you know, these millennial women, they get worse by the day. Every day, every motherfucking day, these millennial women become more and more toxic. Now, this is not the video for it. As you guys know, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm a student of the wise. You know, the wise obviously being God. You guys need to understand, okay? Women are agents of Satan. Let me say that one more time. Women are agents of Satan, okay? We live in Akhir Ayyam. We live in the end of days, okay? I don't know if you guys know it, but shit ain't right. Look around you guys. We are on the verge of a nuclear war with motherfucking Russia, okay? The supply chain is systematically getting dismantled. We may not have food anytime soon. Do the PUAs tell you that? No, what do the PUAs tell you? Go out, get a high-paying job, and go flash cash in front of some dirty sharmuta. That's what these motherfucking PUAs tell you, guys. They don't ever tell you the truth because they want to make as much money off of you as possible, you know. When I, Amr Metwali, when I tell you guys to your face, hey man, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, I'm telling you, leave America, get your money right, you know. When I say get your money right, you need to be able to make money while you sleep. Don't go working at some fucking 9-to-5 job, you know, making some other motherfucking rich while you're pushing paper working a job that you motherfucking hate, okay, guys? Make money as your own boss, you know. Make money, you know, guys. I've been to Mexico, I've been to Vietnam, I've been to Hungary, I've been to Moldova, I've been to Romania. Guys, I am telling you with absolute certainty, if you make $1,500 a month, you can live comfortably overseas. Anywhere out of the West, $1,500 a month, you can live comfortably. But these PUAs, what do the PUAs tell you, man? The PUAs tell you if you try to go overseas, you are a failure, you are a loser. Why? Because they want you here in America. You know, they want you here for two reasons. Reason number one, if you live here in America and try to go after American woman, you're gonna have to work a job where you're making at least $50,000-$60,000 a year. Well, guess what? That type of money, you know, $4,000-$6,000 a month, you can afford to call up yo homie, yo, you know, once a month, you know, for $1,000 an hour. But if you live overseas on $1,500 a month, you know, you're not gonna call up yo homie, yo, for $1,000 an hour, right? So these PUAs, they want you here in America, they want you making $5,000-$6,000 a month, so you can call them up on the phone, you know, buy their books, book consultations, shit like that. And also at the same time, they want you going after American women, because American women are the most toxic women in the world. You know, when you go after American women, you know, these American women, man, they're going to dick you around left and right, side to side, upside down, you know, all day, every day. American women are very, very toxic. So, of course, you're going to be on the phone, you know, is yo, homie, yo, Alpha, this girl over here, man, she's cheating on me. She's pulling back, you know, she's disrespecting me. Yeah, motherfucker, these are fucking toxic women. That's what fucking toxic women do. You're not the problem. They're the problem. But these PUAs, you know, they want to make it seem that you are the problem, okay? Let me say that one more time. PUAs always make it seem that you are the problem, you know? When you call up a PUA and you're like, yo, Alpha, here's $1,000, tell me what to do. Is yo, homie, yo, is he ever gonna tell you how many body counts has this girl had? Did she have an abortion? How does she treat other men? Has she ever been to prison? Has she dated a fucking murderer? No. All these PUAs ever tell you guys is that you are the problem, and your only hope is to buy my courses, book consultations with me, go to my Patreon, because I am your only hope. You see, PUAs actually develop some sort of cult following where they put you in this state where the problem is you. I'm perfect. I'm a slayer. I'm a multimillionaire. But the reality of the matter is they ain't slaying anything. They're lying to you. And the only reason they're rich is because you're fucking dumb enough to actually pay them money, okay? So the bottom line here, guys, I want you to understand is that stop paying PUA's money so they can tell you, oh, bro, the problem is with you, bro. You're the problem. The girl is fine. She's fine, you know. That's how women are. No, motherfucker. Western women, because they are pretty much on Team Satan, they're gone. Western women are FUBAR. Fucked up beyond any motherfucking repair, guys. Let's say you live in a poor country, like, let's say you live up in the mountains in Mexico, or you live in Moldova, you live in Hungary, okay? Do you think the women are gonna be anywhere near this toxic? No, absolutely not. And I've been to Moldova, I've been to Romania, I've been to Hungary. The women there are nowhere near as bad as the woman we have. Don't get me wrong, feminism is rearing its ugly head in Eastern Europe. Nevertheless, here in America, I would say 95% of the women are fucked up beyond any repair, okay? In Romania, in the Eastern countries, I would say, you know, 85% of women over there are actually decent, okay? But here in the West, man, the women here are gone. This is why these PUAs, they tell you, oh, going your own way is for losers and incels and low-value men. It's because they want your money. At the end of the day, yo, homie, yo, and other PUAs, at the end of the day, they want your money. Whether, you know, I never paid the PUA anything, guys, okay? Just letting you guys know, I never paid money to PUA. Even what they're telling you to do, even that is gonna cost you money. Imagine if I got the hijabi pregnant and I brought her here to America, my life would have been over, man. So, even the knowledge, even, I don't want to call it knowledge, even the shit they're telling you is bad for you, guys. And they actually set it up purposely to be bad for you. Because, you know, imagine you get a woman pregnant and now you're married to her and you're here in America with her, right? You're going to be calling up this PUA. You're going to be like, yo, bro, yo, Alpha, you know, my bitch is cheating on me. She's taking the kids away from me. What do I do? What do I do? You are pretty much gonna be their piggy bank, you know. They're gonna be like, yo, bro, you wanna talk to me? $1,000. You wanna email me? $500. You know, these PUAs purposely want you to be in a toxic relationship with an American whore because that is how they're gonna make their money long term, you know. Short term, you might buy their courses, you might sub to their Patreon. You guys have to understand, okay? How do you think Mercedes-Benz makes its money? You know, these car companies, you know, Jaguar, Range Rover, do you think they make their money on the sale of the actual car? No. They make their money on their car breaking down, you know? For example, I needed to change my brakes on this Mercedes C320. Do you guys know how much it would cost if I was to change the brakes at a Mercedes shop? It would have cost me $500 to change the brakes at a Mercedes-Benz shop. Do you guys want to know how much it cost me to change the brakes with the help of a friend? $80. Not even $80, okay? The brakes cost me like $35 after taxes, and my friend took $40. So for just a little bit under $80, we changed the brakes on this Mercedes C320 ourselves, you know? But if we were the type of people who believe, oh, you know, only Mercedes can, you know, touch your car, nobody else can touch your car, I'd have spent $500 fucking changing the brakes on my car, you know. Same thing with an oil replacement, you know. Do you guys know how much a service B cost at fucking Mercedes-Benz, you know? A service B is when they do like fucking oil change, they change the filters, you know, simple shit like that. You know, a service B charge would have been, you know, $300 to $400. Well, guess what? I did a service B change at, you know, there's an oil place called Take 5, right? I did the whole service B thing on my own. Well, not on my own. I mean, I went to service B and their people. I went to Take 5. You know, that's the name of the oil place. It's called Take 5. I went there and they charged me like $130. Okay, here's what I did, okay? I bought the oil and filter myself. You know, oil and filter for this car is like $35-$40, okay? For you to buy, you know, 8 quarts for this car, it's about $40 plus another $10 for the filter. So it's $50 just to buy the oil and the filter for this car, right? And then I went to Take 5 and they did the oil change for me. That cost me $40. And while they're at it, they're like, hey, your air filter is dirty. And they showed me the air filter, guys, and it really was dirty. So Take 5 pretty much did my service B for $128, okay? They changed the oil, and again, I bought the oil, okay? So it's so for $180, guys, I did the service B that Mercedes would have cost me no less than $300 to probably $400 to do. So this is what you guys need to understand. These high-end cars out there, I don't care if it's Mercedes, Jaguar, Range Rover, they make their money off of servicing your car. This is why these cars break down a lot, and this is why they tell you you have to go to the dealership, okay? It's the same thing with these PUAs out there, you know? The PUAs, they really don't make money. I mean, they make money off of Patreon and off of you, like, watching their YouTube ads and shit like that and buying their books, you know? Yeah, but they really don't make their money until you end up with a toxic, bad woman and you are in a situation, a dire situation, where you have to call them up, you know, every couple of days, dropping a fucking $1,000 a phone call to, you know, to have them tell you, oh man, maintain frame, brah, you know. Don't you guys remember when yo homie yo said, if you have that alpha cock, you can tame any woman in the world? How is that working out for Dr. Dre, right? How is that working out for Brad Pitt? There are guys out there hell a lot better than you and me who got taken advantage of and got fucked over by a woman. Yet, you know, some rando on the internet tells you, if you buy my books, you know, go to my Patreon, you're gonna have that alpha cock, and women are gonna fucking, you know, suck your alpha cock, and they're gonna bow down to you, and they're gonna be submissive. Bull fucking shit. And a lot of guys out there who listen to these PUAs, in particular, yo, homie, yo, man, you know, they're finding out the hard way, sadly and unfortunately, that this shit is bad for us. And this is why yo homie yo had to make that video saying, you know, all women are trash and never live with a woman. Dude, you've been saying, you just said the core tenets of MGTOW. Imagine if yo homie yo came out, you know, 2017, 2018, and he said MGTOW is the way, the truth. He'd still be living in a basement somewhere in New York City, working as a fucking bouncer, making $100 a night. But no, he had to shit all over MGTOW, saying we're a bunch of closet homos, incels in denial. And then he told real incels in denial, if you buy my book, you go to my Patreon, you book consulting services with me, you know, you're gonna go from fucking a loser to a stud. But it does not work that way, because men, it's not so much that you are the problem, women are the problem. And again, no PUA out there will ever tell you that. You know, these PUAs out there, they tell you to your face, the only way you can ever be successful is if you watch my videos, you book consultations with me. There are PUAs out there, guys, who tell you, I'm a cult leader. They openly say, I am a cult leader. Guys, these people know what they're doing. They know if they put you in a state of mind where only they can you rely on, that you can only rely on them, they know they're gonna have you as a sucker for life, you know, going to them every day. Yo man, here's $1,000. How do I get this girl? Yo man, here's $1,000. How do I keep this girl from like fucking cheating on me? You know? See, this is the beautiful thing about MGTOW. MGTOW is not a cult. There is no leaders in here, you know? When I make my video, what do I motherfucking tell you guys? I tell you all the motherfucking time, get your money right, leave the motherfucking West, and fuck hot bitches. How do you get money? Use your own motherfucking brain, people, okay? I'm not gonna fucking think for you. You need to be able to make money while you sleep. I don't know. Maybe go on Upwork.com or go to one of those freelance websites. Go there and fucking offer your services, you know. Maybe translate, you know, if you speak Spanish or if you, you know, speak a foreign language, you know, be a translator, you know. If you know how to, like, design logos, you know, become a graphic designer. Guys, all you need to live comfortably out of the West is $1,500 a month, you know. That's $50 a day, you know. That's, you know, that's what? That's like, what, $2 an hour, right? If you guys break down making a living to how do I make $2 an hour, okay? From there, you can start thinking to yourself, hey, I can make $2 an hour by offering my translation services or being a graphic designer. I mean, I'm just spitballing here, guys. I hope you use your own brain and find out a way to make money online over the internet, right? I'm just giving you an idea. You know, if I didn't have MGTOW TV, guys, I'd go online and I'd offer my services as a programmer. That's how I'd make my money overseas. And in all honesty, guys, if I was, instead of programming on MGTOW TV, if I programmed for other people, I'd be making a whole lot of money rather than pretty much, you know, losing money. But again, like I've said before, MGTOW TV, I know it was going to be a money loss, but you know what? I can use MGTOW TV as a segue into other ventures that are more profitable. For example, you know, if people go to manopay.net, even though I'm only taking a 5% commission, guess what? You know, 5% is still 5%. You know, imagine if we had content creators making $20,000 a month, right? If content creators were making $20,000 a month, I'd be making $1,000 for myself from ManoPay. $1,000 a month for pretty much, you know, taking 5% from what content creators make, for pretty much me doing nothing other than making sure the platform damn works. That's good money. But on MGTOW TV, guys, other than buying memberships and boosting videos and super chatting, there's really not much way I can make money off of MGTOW TV. And the biggest cost with MGTOW TV, guys, is the videos, okay? The more videos we have, the more server space we need, okay? If MGTOW TV was only for live streams, okay, if I only had MGTOW TV for live streams, I'd actually not be losing money. But because we have to host videos, that's why I'm losing money. Because there's storage, there's bandwidth, okay? More people who watch, more bandwidth needed. More people who upload videos, more server space that is needed. This is why I lose money on MGTOW TV, because we need to buy additional server space and additional bandwidth. And you guys see me, right? Oh shit, there's police, but they're not here for me. It's somebody else. It's probably an accident. Let's see what type of accident it is. I'm just keeping the phone down so they don't pull me over. They have better things to do than pull my dumb ass over. Alright, let's see. Okay, do I know this guy? No, what is this? Okay, I don't know any of these people. Yeah, this is a small town, you know, so everybody knows everybody. I don't know these people. Anyways, so all these PUAs out there, they're always telling you, go to my Patreon, consult with me, call me out for $1,000. You know, they're all sales people, okay? I am Amar Metwali. I am not a sales person. I'm a computer programmer. I'm not sales, you know. You guys don't see me here every video saying, go buy your membership on MGTOW TV. No. If you want to buy a membership on MGTOW TV, hey, it's only $1 a month for the cup for the cost of a Cumberland coffee, you get to surf MGTOW TV without ads. It looks better and it loads quicker. But other than that, guys, I'm not a salesman. I'm not a closer. I'm not like these PUAs is always telling you, subscribe to my course, buy my books, you know, go to my Patreon, you know. This is a beautiful thing about MGTOW, but also at the same time, this is why PUAs hate us, because they can't make money off of us. But the reality of the matter, guys, MGTOW is the truth. MGTOW is the way. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.